out and to the field, it's time for high school baseball on Cantaland Radio. All the action from the clutch hits, flashes of leather, and big pitches right here on Cantaland Radio. Now let's head live to the ball diamond for all the action.
Batter up.
It's been two full years since high school baseball was played in the state of Kansas, but today it's a beautiful day to open up the 2021 portion here of the spring sports schedule. We're at Somerset Park in Sabetha. The Sabetha Blue Jays play host to the Pleasant Ridge Rams. Welcome to the broadcast alongside Kirk Kilman taking care of us back at the studios. I am Johnny Kane, and well, it's been a long time since these two schools have played high school baseball, and a lot has changed since that 2019 season. Back in 2019, well, Sabetha, they captured a state championship. Pleasant Ridge went just 6-10, but pretty much as expected in 2 years, rosters have completely flipped to completely different teams here in 2021. Looking at these lineups, we'll start with the visiting Pleasant Ridge Rams. And I mentioned 6-10 a couple of years ago, but they've got a lot of good athletes coming off a really good high school basketball season. This is what their first lineup in the first game of the year will look like for the Rams. Leading things off will be the catcher, Josh Sherman. This is for Sabetha. Sabetha will start like this. It'll be the catcher, Josh Sherman. Batting second will be the pitcher, Caleb Evans. Hitting third is the shortstop, Drew Schmelzley. Batting fourth is the third baseman, Bryson Hartley. Hitting fifth, the first baseman, Cooper Bradbury. Batting sixth is the designated hitter, Tristan Whitwer. Hitting seventh, the second baseman, Matt Whitaker. Hitting eighth, the center fielder, Darren Funk. And batting ninth is the left fielder, Nick Niehus. Meanwhile, for Pleasant Ridge, their lineup looks like this. Leading things off will be the pitcher today, Nate Wilburn. Hitting second is the shortstop, Walker Adams. Batting third, the second baseman, Logan Vine. Hitting fourth and cleanup is the catcher, Nate Herkin. Batting fifth is the left fielder, Wyatt Schwinn. Hitting sixth, the first baseman, Gavin Van Dyke. Seventh is the third baseman, Jake Heckman. And batting eighth is the center fielder, Devin Stutes. And ninth is the right fielder, Connor Gibson. So with that, they're about to announce the starting lineups. Then they'll have the national anthem. So we owe you a pregame timeout. Then we'll come back and we'll have first pitch for the 2021 high school baseball season as Sabetha plays host to Pleasant Ridge. You're on FM 103.9 KNZA.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop of Holden is the name you have come to know and trust since 1983. With five auto body specialists, we strive for fast and flawless repairs. This is Derek Kirk. Our family-owned and operated business provides the personal attention and service that sets us apart. We'll even help with all the insurance work. We offer paintless dent removal and windshield chip repair, as well as complete collision repair and precision painting for all vehicles. Located in Holden, Kansas, Ron Kirk's Body Shop, taking the dents out of accidents.
Dennison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
In sports, offense scores points, but defense wins championships. It's really the same thing with finances. Earning money allows you to score, but saving money helps you stay in the game. For a reliable teammate, see us in Holton, Boyd, Meriden, and Topeka.
Dennison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The pandemic has left everyone with a long list of things to catch up on. Time with friends, travel, and visits with loved ones. At Community Healthcare System, we know you need to catch up on care too. Care for yourself and your family by scheduling the wellness visit, cancer screening, or the important test you missed last year. Catch up on care at Community Healthcare System to make sure you stay healthy in 2021. Visit online at chcsks.org to find out more information. Community Healthcare System, enriching the health and lives of the people that we serve.
Looking out the window on the southeast corner of the Holton Square, Roger and Cindy Hauer at Kellerman's know how important a great community is.
And you'd be amazed at how many times I'm sitting there in my office working and I see a hand or a friendly smile waving at me, and I know that people are enjoying being outside and being on our downtown.
Our small town culture is very important to us, and we feel like people that are gravitating to this type of a community are looking for more of a laid back pace of life. Building your future on our past at Kellerman Real Estate
and Kellerman Insurance is something that we are proud of.
When it comes to your vehicle repairs and maintenance, we know you have a lot of options.
at Ireland Custom Exhaust, we want you to feel comfortable and confident with your decision to trust our family-owned and operated business. Ireland Custom Exhaust, just south of Holton, has a commitment to providing our customers honest and quality service with reasonable prices. Ireland Custom Exhaust has the technology and expertise inside a spacious and modern facility to provide you with the best car care imaginable. Don't fret your next vehicle repair. Call Ireland Custom Exhaust, just south of Holton on Highway 75.
It's time to reevaluate your rock driveway with some fresh gravel from John's Repair. Call him at 969-6400 to reach John McManigal, your local handyman, who helps you get your driveway back to the shape it was. 785-969-6400.
Need some team spirit? How about Lasting Impressions? Your apparel headquarters is Lasting Impressions in Northeast Kansas, specializing in screen printing, embroidery, vinyl graphics, and more. Located off Highway 75 in Holton, Lasting Impressions, where fan enthusiasm begins.
We really strive to work with farmers.
Bryce Barnett, Ag Loan Officer with Farmers State Bank in Holton. Bryce knows every ag producer has unique needs. He takes pride in learning how customers operate and formulating a plan that best fits their needs.
I would say, especially with the team back there helping me, we can think of innovative and flexible ways for our producers.
Innovation and flexibility. That's what I like about Farmers.
That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Wouldn't it be nice to know your local pharmacist? Well, at Medical Pharmacy in Holton, you know everybody in the building. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to noon. Take advantage of numerous services with delivery and a drive-thru on the north side of the building. Contact them at 364-2114. Medical Pharmacy is here to ensure you get your medication in a timely, safe manner. Medical Pharmacy in Holton, your locally owned, locally operated, and locally loved pharmacy, 1 mile north of Holton, adjacent to the Holton Hospital.
On the line. You've probably heard this phrase many times. For the Kansas Turf team, it means everything. Authenticity, commitment, integrity, and community are all part of being on the line. Kansas Turf, and now its national brand, Mammoth Sports Construction, have been on a mission to do just that, providing the home field advantage to their clients. If your school or community is ready to take that next step of being on the line, visit Kansas Turf's new website, mammothturf.com.
Service is the key word you get when you pull into AG's Service at 121 South 8th in Sabetha. Their goal is complete car care. They do custom exhaust, wheel alignments, brakes, shocks, struts, and tie rod ends. See them for tune-ups, oil and lube, batteries, tires, and computerized wheel balancing. And keep your vehicle looking good with their touchless automatic car wash. Stop in. They earn your business at AG Service, 121 South 8th in Sabetha.
Every business, including your farm, has a story and its own challenges. Roy Fry at Kansas Insurance will take the time to learn your story and listen to your challenges. Roy has over 20 years of insurance experience. As a trusted advisor, Roy can help guide you through your risk management plan. Call Roy Fry at Kansas Insurance to discover the possibilities. 785-284-7611. 785-284-7611.
KNZA.
Welcome back to Somerset Park here in Sabetha as we're getting set for the first pitch here at the 2021 high school baseball season as Sabetha plays host to Pleasant Ridge. Again, Johnny Kane here with you. Kirk Kilman, our man, taking care of us back at the studios. Went through the two lineups and looking at things for Sabetha, how things shape up defensively. It'll be Caleb Evans who will be on the mound for Sabetha today. Tall, lengthy lefty for the Blue Jays. Josh Sherman will be his battery mate. And looking at the defense, Bryson Hartley at third, Drew Schmelzy at short, Matt Whitaker at second, and Cooper Bradbury at first. In the outfield, Nick Niehaus in left, Darren Funk in center, and Spencer Strom is in right field. So with that, we are set to go. It'll be Nate Wilburn to lead things off for Pleasant Ridge. He is the pitcher for the Rams here tonight and also a senior for the Rams. Beautiful day for baseball if you are a hitter, not so much for a pitcher. The wind howling out to left field here at Somerset Park, and the first offering from Evans is in on the outside corner for strike one. one of those days where if you get a ball in the air, it is going to go a long way. So the outfielders really have to be on their toes. And now a breaking ball flipped in on the outside corner for a strike, and it's quickly 0-2 to Wilburn. Neves, the left fielder, forced about, but is shading the line with the wind really blowing towards that left field foul pole. And now the 0-2 is a fastball that misses just a little bit high and outside, and it's 1-2. Funk in center is playing pretty much medium depth, maybe a little shallow. And Stroman right is playing fairly deep. Now a check swing. Did he go around? He did. So that'll be a strikeout to start the day for Caleb Evans of Sabatha, and quickly one away. So now here's Walker Adams. He is a junior for Pleasant Ridge. He'll be the shortstop today. He saw some action as a freshman, hit 152 in his freshman campaign back in 2019. The first offering from Evans is a fastball high and away for ball one. Adams had 5 hits and 45 plate appearances. Now the 1-0 is a fastball that paints the outside corner at the knees for a strike, and it's 1-1. Adams, a right-handed hitter for Pleasant Ridge. Back foot standing on the back line in the right-handed batter's box. Now the 1-1, the breaking ball in at the knees for a strike, and it's 1-2. I guess the one good thing when you look at it, at least last year, although there wasn't a spring sports season, there was the Legion baseball for some of these guys that were able to play. Now a breaking ball swung on and missed, and back-to-back strikeout for Caleb Evans as he gets Adams on a breaking ball, and quickly two away. Now here's the second baseman for Pleasant Ridge, Logan Pying. He will bat for the first time from the right side. And the first pitch from Evans is a fastball high for ball one. It'll be interesting to see, though, how the pitching is today with obviously not having the season last year. And you would expect that early on, pitchers going to struggle a little bit, but there's a swing and a miss by Buying, and Evans is off to a really good start here today. He struck out the first two. And now with two outs, here's the 1-1 to Buying. Breaking ball just misses low and away. Smetha continues to play pretty much straight up in the outfield. Funk is shading left center field just a touch. Now the 2-1 is a fastball high, and it's the first three-ball count that Evans has faced here in the opening inning. He's been sharp so far. Only needed 4 pitches to retire Wilburn, only 4 for Adams. And here's the 3-1 to Buying. Fastball is a good swing, foul straight back to the screen, and they'll even the count at. Remember the count full, 3-2. Top of the first inning, no score. Pleasant Ridge had their first two batters go down swinging. And now a full count on the second baseman for the Rams and Logan Pine. And here's the payoff. Fastball, high, ball four. So that'll be the first base runner of the day. As Pine will be on with 2 outs, and that'll bring up the cleanup hitter, Nate Herkin. He's just a freshman for Pleasant Ridge. He's also the catcher for the Rams here today as well. So Herkin seeing his first varsity action and his first start of his career. Again, Evans a lefty, so we'll hold Buying fairly close at first, and here's a swing and a miss by Herkin on the first offering from Evans, and it's 0-1. Decent-sized lead for Buying at first, not going, and the 0-1 is a fastball high and away, and it's even out 1-1. Right fielder for Sabatha, Spencer Strom, is quite a ways over towards the line in right field. With the way the wind's blowing, I'd expect him to be more towards right center, but he's actually closer to the line. And now a swing and a miss by Herkin, and it's quickly 1-2. Wind essentially blowing from the right field foul pole to the left field foul pole. Now the 1-2 is swung through and missed. Down goes Herkin, and 3 strikeouts for Caleb Evans to start this 2021 season for the Blue Jays. So half an inning in the books. Sabatha will come to bat when we come back here on FM 103.9 KNZA.
Sabetha Community Hospital is proud to offer a wound care clinic staffed by Susan Luger and Christy Hartig, as well as a team of nurses and technicians, all with advanced wound care training. The Sabetha Wound Care Clinic at Sabetha Hospital is an outpatient facility offering a comprehensive approach for patients with non-healing wounds. The clinic is open Mondays from 8:30 to 4:30. To learn more about wound care, as well as all the services and resources available at Sabetha Community Hospital, visit sabethahospital.com.
Flatbed Drivers at CAMTS in Sabetha is hiring over-the-road truck drivers. Drive new Kenworth tractors. Choose between two different pay scales. Both include benefits. Please call CAMTS in Sabetha, 785-467-3170. That's 785-467-3170.
Floyd's Truck and Trailer Repair has Beeline computerized laser alignment for trucks and trailers. Whether you're in the field or on the road, they'll get to you with their mobile repair unit and get you back to work. Call Floyd's Truck and Trailer Repair in Sabetha.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
First inning, Mark Schwartz about to come to bat for the first time. It'll be Herman, Evans, and Schmelzy, the three scheduled hitters here in the bottom of inning number one, and they'll be facing Nate Wilburn of Pleasant Ridge, another lefty. So lefty-lefty matchup here in the pitching duel between Sabetha and Pleasant Ridge. Wilburn again seeing some of his first varsity action after, again, last season was canceled because of all the COVID things that happened. He is seeing his first time on the mound at the varsity level. When you look at Sabetha, their lineup features a lot of young guys as well. Only three guys on the roster that were on that 2019 team that captured a state title, which was a second consecutive state championship for Sabetha. And so here's Josh Herman to lead things off for the Blue Jays. He's the catcher today. He'll dig in from the right side against the lefty Wilburn. Herman's a guy that had a solid Legion baseball season here this past summer. Not the prototypical leadoff hitter as far as a guy with a lot of speed, but he's a guy that puts the ball in play, and that's exactly what you want from the top of the order. First offering from Wilburn is a fastball that's low and away for ball one. Wilburn in the windup, and now his 1-0 is a fastball that's low, and it's 2-0 on Herman. Check the Pleasant Ridge defense after this 2-0 offering. It's a fastball that's going to get all the way back to the screen. So now 3-0 on Herman. Looking on the infield, Nate Herkin is again the battery mate for Wilburn. From third to first, Jake Heckman's at third, Walker Adams at short, Logan Byang at second, Gavin Van Dyke at first. Wyatt Schwinn is in left, Devin Stutz in center, and Connor Gibson is the right fielder. Now the 3-0. Breaking ball that just catches the outside corner for a strike. That'll move the count to 3-1 on Herman. And the 3-1 is a breaking ball that misses high and away, ball four. So leadoff man is on for Sabetha in Josh Herman. That'll bring up now Caleb Evans, the pitcher for the Blue Jays, but we will have a courtesy runner for the catcher, Herman. It'll be Jonathan Renier, a sophomore, who will come in to run. So again, that'll bring up Evans, the left-handed batter for Sabetha. Evans saw a little bit of action in that 2019 season. He had 13 plate appearances, did not record a hit, and he'll hit a bouncing ball to the second baseman Byang. He'll go to second base for one, throw to first, not in time, but they get the lead runner in Herman. So it'll go down as a fielder's choice for six, and there's one away. So that'll put Evans on at first, and now they'll have a courtesy runner come in for him. This will be Nathan Vose, a sophomore who will run for the Blue Jays. And so with one away and a runner on first, here's Drew Schmelzy. Schmelzy Schmelzy's probably the most seasoned player by far that Sabetha has on this roster. In 2019, hit .423, at 30 hits and 71 at bats. The first pitch he sees is a fastball in the outside corner for a strike. Schmelzy had 19 RBIs that year, which was third on the team. And he'll swing and hit a hard ball to the left side, but it'll be fielded by the third baseman, Heckman. His throw to second is in time. The throw to first, not in time. But again, they get the lead runner. It's a really good play by Heckman on the hot shot from Schmelzy. With the out at second base, that'll bring two away, and that'll bring up the cleanup hitter, Bryson Hartley. Hartley had four hits in 2019, at 154 in 26 at-bats and 32 plate appearances. And he looks at a first pitch strike from Nate Wilburn. Schmelzy at first, a big lead. And there he goes, off and running, and it's going to be a breaking ball that bounces into the catcher, Herkin. And so it'll be a stolen base for Drew Schmelzy. It's about the chance for an early run here in the bottom of the first inning. And a 1-1 count on Bryson Hartley. Schmelzy with really good speed out at second. He's got another decent-sized lead as Wilburn comes set, and here's his 1-1. The line drive is going to be hitting the right center field. That'll get down for a hit. Schmelzy will round third. He will come around and score. It'll be an RBI single for Bryson Hartley. And Sabetha leads 1-0 here in the bottom of the first inning. So a stolen base proves big for Sabetha. Hartley comes through. And that'll put him at first base now for the first baseman, Cooper Bradbury. So that'll be RBI number 2 in the career for Bryson Hartley. He'll be now at first. And here's the first offering to Bradbury. It's going to be bounced in the dirt. He'll get away from the catcher, and good job by Hartley to read that. He's able to slide into second base safely. And so now another runner in scoring position for Sabetha here in the bottom of the first. Two outs in the 1-0 to Bradbury. Gets a piece of it. It bounces off the plate. So that'll lead up the count at 1-1. Bradbury, another guy that had a strong Legion season for Sabetha this past summer. Hartley again, the runner at second, the 1-1 of the breaking ball that catches the inside corner for a strike. And it's 1-2 on Bradbury. The way that wind's blowing, any breaking ball from those left-handed pitchers is going to move just a little bit more. Here's another breaking ball that bounces in the dirt, but Herkin does a pretty good job of keeping it in front of him to hold Hartley at second. I'll move the count to 2-2 with two outs here in the bottom of the first. Sabetha with a 1-0 lead, an RBI single from Bryson Hartley. And Hartley again, the runner out at second. Pretty good-sized lead, and here's the 2-2. Another ball that nearly bounces in, but a good job by Herkin to stop it. That'll move the count 4-3-2. Herman started off the inning with a walk, then a couple of fielder's choice by the Rams. And Schmelzy got on. He stole second, was able to score on the Bryson Hartley RBI single. Here's the payoff. Breaking ball just a little bit low. Herkin tried to hold it for the umpire, but did not get the call. So that'll be another walk issued by Wilburn, his second here this first inning. And that'll put runners at first and second for the designated hitter, Tristan Whitworth. Whitworth is a young guy that came on strong at the end of the Legion season for Sabetha last summer. He lines the ball on the left field line, but the wind's going to push it foul. That'll just be strike one on Whitworth. Hartley at second, Bradbury at first, two outs here in the bottom of the first. And here's the 0-1. Line shot in the left center field. That is going to be deep all the way to the wall and gone. Big fly for Tristan Wentworth. And Sabatha leads 4-0 here in the bottom of inning number one. That ball was absolutely launched off the bat of Tristan Wentworth. And with the way the wind's blowing, that got out of here in a hurry. So Wentworth has his first hit, his first RBI, and his first home run here of the season. And so now it'll bring up with two outs and four runs across here in the bottom of the first. Here's Matt Whitaker for the first time. Second baseman for Sabatha digs in from the right side. First pitch breaking ball is a little bit low for ball one. Imagine how hard that wind is blowing. You could tell that just shot that ball out of the cannon off the bat of Whitworth. Now breaking ball in for a strike, even to count 1-1 on Matt Whitaker. Now fastball paints the outside corner to Whitaker, and I'll move the count to 1-2. And where Whitworth hit that ball out was nearly one of the deepest parts of this ballpark. It's 381 to dead center, and he was just a little bit to the left of that, and now a ball bounces in and hits Whitaker. And so that'll be a hit by pitch, and that'll put him on with two away for the center fielder, Darren Funk. Funk, a left-handed hitter. First pitch he sees is in there on the outside corner at the knees for a strike. So far in this inning, two walks, two hits, a hit by pitch, and four runs for Sabatha. Decent lead at first for Whitaker. The 0-1 is swung through and missed by Funk. He did get a piece of it. About to move the count in favor of Wilburn at 1-2. Excuse me, 0-2. Funk, another guy that saw quite a bit of time in the Legion season last summer. And the 0-2 is bounced in. A good stop by the freshman Herkin behind the plate for Pleasant Ridge. And move the count 1-2. So that home run by Whitworth, Stutes, the center fielder for Pleasant Ridge, has gone way back. He is playing very, very deep. And now a breaking ball just misses off the outside to Funk. And that'll leave the count at 2-2. He's still kind of shading, though, towards right center field. And with the way the wind's blowing, it's blowing straight across the field. With the left-handed batter, he's expecting that Funk will pull it, if anything. But here's a breaking ball nicely painting the outside corner for strike three called on Funk. First strikeout of the game for Nate Wilburn. That'll end the bottom of the first inning. But not before Sabatha has two hits and plates four. At the end of one, it's Sabatha 4, Pleasant Ridge nothing. Here on FM 103.9 KNZA.
Hi, this is Dan Winger, store director of Garrett Country Mart in Sabatha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ad, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabatha. We think you'll love our friendly hometown service. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabatha. Good food, good experienced people.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabatha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
KNZA.
Second inning, 4-0. Sabatha leads Pleasant Ridge after the Blue Jays get four runs in the bottom of the first inning with a big it being the three-run home run by Tristan Whitwer. So now Pleasant Ridge coming to bat for the second time. Here's Wyatt Schwinn to lead things off for the Rams. He's the left fielder as Caleb Evans is back on the mound for Sabetha, and his first offering is low and away, and it'll go back to the screen for ball one. Schwinn, like most of the Pleasant Ridge Rams here today, seeing his first varsity action, and now a fastball pumped in at Lutters for a strike, and it's 1-1 on Schwinn. Pleasant Ridge still looking for their first hit of the game. They did get a base runner in the first inning, and now a very, very late swing by Schwinn as he fouls it into the Pleasant Ridge dugout. And for quick look, looks like everybody's okay. It was a hot shot, but everybody was luckily able to get out of the way. So 1-2 the count on Schwinn. And the 1-2. Breaking ball just a touch high. Sabetha again playing pretty much straight up in the outfield. Funk center fielder shading a little bit towards left center. And now the 2-2 is a breaking ball that just misses off the outside edge. A good spot by Evans. He just didn't get the call. So now they'll move the count full of 3-2. Evans had three strikeouts in the bottom of the top of the first inning, and now a bouncing ball hit to the second base on Whitaker. He fumbles it, throws the first, but it's not in time. And so good hustle by Schwinn. He'll reach on the air by the second baseman, Whitaker. And that'll put the leadoff man on for Pleasant Ridge, and it'll bring up the first baseman, Gavin Van Dyke. Van Dyke did see action back in 2019 for Pleasant Ridge. He hit .316. He had 12 hits and 38 at-bats. He had 9 RBIs as well, scored 9 runs. And the first pitch from Evans is a fastball, a little bit inside for ball one. Van Dyke, a big, tall, right-handed hitter for the Rams. Like the biggest number I look at for Van Dyke back there in 2019, he had a .409 on-base percentage, which is pretty good for an underclassman at the varsity level for sure. 2-0 the count, and here's the pitch from Evans. Here's a fastball, it's popped up, and that will get all the way back to the screen. And I don't think Herman saw it because the wind blew it back into play. Herman really didn't give chase to it. I just don't think he ever saw it. But Van Dyke will stay alive, and it's now 2-1. Schwinn at first, he reached on the air, and now the 2-1 is popped up to the right side. It'll be playable for the second baseman, Whitaker. The wind blows it over to him, and he's got it for out number one. So one away, and that'll bring up the third baseman, Jake Heckman. Heckman seeing his first varsity action for Pleasant Ridge. Went at first with a decent lead. Again, Evans, a lefty on the mound for Sabetha, and he'll throw over. And diving back head first safely is Schwinn. Four nothing Sabetha. We're at the top of the second inning. First offering to Heckman is a fastball blown right by him for strike one. Heckman, a guy that had a pretty good football season for Pleasant Ridge this past fall. Now he gets a bouncing ball to the right side, but it's going to go just a little bit wide at first for a foul ball, and that'll bring it 0-2 on Heckman. One out with Schwinn at first, and an 0-2 count on Heckman. Evans brings the 0-2, and it's swung through and missed. Down goes Heckman. That's strikeout number four for Caleb Evans. And there's two away here in the top of the second. So all four strikeouts have been swinging for Evans. And now with two away and a runner at first, here's Devin Stutes, the center fielder for the Rams. He'll swing at the first pitch, come up empty, and it's 0-1. Evans lost his hat that last offering, and a shortstop, Drew Schmelzy, retrieves it for him. Again, a very, very windy day here at Somerset Park. Gusts above 30, 40 miles an hour here today, but it's a beautiful temperature-wise day for baseball. Now fastball misses high and away to Stutes, leaving the count at 1-1. Went at first, 2 away, and 1-1. Swung through and missed. Stutes now down in the hole, 1-2. Evans working quickly, and here's his 1-2. Fastball high and inside. Schwinn does have a pretty good size lead over at first, not running, and now the 2-2 is swung through and missed. Down goes Stutes, the fifth strikeout of the day for Caleb Evans. After the leadoff air, he gets a pop-up and back-to-back strikeouts to end the top of the second inning. So an inning and a half in the books. Sabetha coming to bat when we come back, leading 4-0 here on FM 103.9 at KNZA.
As a farmer, you know you can never have too many tools. And when it comes to risk management, there's one vitally important tool, crop insurance. Your Rain and Hail independent agent can help you use crop insurance as a risk management tool to protect your business. To learn about the insurance tools available, call your local SBS insurance agent. You'll get crop insurance service from an agent that will help you protect what matters most. This agency is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
My name is Sarah, and I originally became a patient of Dr. Brett Luker 3 years ago when he successfully treated me for neck pain and vertigo. What I've learned since then is that Dr. Luker's character is unlike any other chiropractor that I've used in the past. He cares. I mean, he really cares about my recovery and well-being. He takes the time to encourage me, and he never makes me feel like it's his way or the highway. He will always discuss what options are best for me, and I'm very happy with that. I know you would be, too.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
I imagine. Bottom of inning number 2, 4-0 lead for Sabetha. The Blue Jays will come to bat for the second time. It'll be 9-1-2 due up for the Blue Jays. They continue to face Nate Wilburn of Pleasant Ridge. Nick Niehaus will lead things off for the Blue Jays. The 9-hitter and the left fielder for the Blue Jays. First pitch from Wilburn is a line drive. Ball is going to get bounced over the glove of the shortstop Walker Adams and into left field. That was kind of a bad hop. It'll be interesting to see how that scored. I would say probably a hit because it was so hard hit, and then it took a huge hop on Adams. We will give Nick Niehaus a hit. And now back to the top of the order. Here's Josh Herman. Sabetha with 4 runs in the bottom of the first inning, and they get their leadoff man on. Adams now steps off, throws over, and it's going to throw wide. It'll go all the way up the right field line. Going to second is Niehaus. He's going to round second. He's going to try to go to third, and he will dive in safely on the air by the pitcher, Nate Wilburn. You can say it was the smoothest run from first to third for Niehaus, but nonetheless, he's in safely, and now he is 90 feet away from giving Sabetha their fifth run here of this game. And it's 1-0 on Josh Herman. Herman walked his first at bat in the first inning. Now a fastball misses a little bit outside, and it's 2-0. Pleasant Ridge playing back on the left side. They're kind of conceding that run at third. The right side playing up a little bit. First baseman Van Dyke is playing pretty much even with the bag. And buying the second baseman is about medium depth. Here's the 3-0. Fastball paints the bottom of the strike zone, and it's 3-1 on Herman. Niehaus at third, bottom of the second inning, nobody out, and now here's a walk to Josh Herman. That is the third walk issued by Wilburn and the fourth free pass. We'll see another courtesy runner for the catcher. Again, Jonathan Renier, the sophomore, will come in and run. Now here's Caleb Evans. He swings at the first pitch, fouls it off to the left side and out of play. He reached on a fielder's choice in the first inning. He digs in with runners at first and third and nobody out. And the 0-1. Breaking ball just a little bit low. That'll even the count 1-1 on Evans. Stutz, the center fielder for Pleasant Ridge, is playing very, very deep. Everybody else playing pretty much straight up. Now the 1-1 is bounced in, a really good stop by Herkin, the freshman for Pleasant Ridge. And we've seen him have a couple of pretty good stops here early on in this game. Now 2-1 the count on Caleb Evans. Here's the 2-1. That's bounced in. That's going to get away from the catcher, Herkin. It will not be far enough for Niehus from third to come down. It is far enough for Renier at first to get to second. So now two runners in scoring position and a 3-1 count on Caleb Evans. Back to the windup is Wilburn. Here's his 3-1. It's a breaking ball that spins in for a strike. That'll move the count full 3-2. Be a big spot for Evans to pick up his first varsity hit, but instead he'll take a walk to load the bases. So fastball misses low and away, and that'll load the bases for probably the most dangerous hitter that Sabetha has in Drew Schmelzley. Head coach Justin Sloop of Pleasant Ridge is going to call time. He'll come out to the mound and have a quick chat with his pitcher, Nate Wilburn. 4-0 Sabetha. Here we're in the bottom of the second inning. Nobody out and the bases juiced. We're getting the most experienced hitter that Sabetha has in Schmelzley. So a big spot coming up for both Wilburn and Schmelzley each, because if Schmelzley can come through, that would pretty much blow this game wide open. But if Wilburn can find a way to get a ground ball and possibly two outs, that would quickly change this inning around for Pleasant Ridge. But Coach Sloop still out on the mound talking to his pitcher. Now finally the home plate umpire will come out and break things up. So Wilburn's going to stay on the mound. It'll be Niehus at third, Renier at second. And Vost back in there to run for Evans. So here's Schmelzley digging in from the right side. Big, tall, lengthy hitter. The first offering is a fastball that misses way outside for ball one. And now Stutz, the center fielder, is going to move way over towards left center field and very deep. And the 0-1 is going to be popped into the right center field, giving chase to Stutz, and it is going to be caught by the center fielder Stutz. Tagging and coming down to the score is Niehus. A really good running play by Devin Stutz. He came a long way. He went all the way from left center field over into right center field and then dove to make the catch. But it is going to be an RBI sack fly for Drew Schmelzley. As Niehus comes down to score, Renier, the runner for Herman, stayed put at second. Now first and second, one away, one runner across, and here's Bryson Hartley. He had an RBI single his first at bat, and he swings and misses the first offering here from Wilburn. So that's a big play by Stutz out there in right center field, because now you find a way to get a ground ball and possibly turn two. You can get out of here with only giving up one run if you're Wilburn. That's exactly what he's thinking. Now the 0-1. Late swing, getting a piece of it was Hartley, but he fouls it off, and he's now in an 0-2 hole. in second. One away. One run already across for Sabatha. And now a breaking ball swung on and missed by Hartley. A big strikeout by Nate Wilburn. And all of a sudden, there are quickly two away. So fly out and a strikeout. And now here's Cooper Bradbury with runners at first and second and two away. Bradbury walked and scored in the first inning. He walked and then scored on that three-run home run by Tristan Whitworth. First offering, a breaking ball, and nearly clips Bradbury. He has to jump out of the way, and it's 1-0. Whitworth is awaiting on deck, so another big at-bat here for Cooper Bradbury. And the 1-0. Breaking ball, it spins in for a strike, and Bradbury kind of smacks his bat as he knows that's a pitch that he could have handled. And the count now 1-1. Now fastball, a little bit low and inside, gets away from Herkin, but not far enough for the runners to advance. So it's 2-1 on Bradbury. Stuth continues to play very deep out in center field, pretty much playing straight up now. And Pleasant Ridge shading second base with Byng with a runner out there at second in Renier. And a quick check from Wilbur, but diving back safely is Renier. And now the 2-1. Fastball high, 3-1. So Whitworth awaits on deck. A big pitch coming up from Nate Wilbur. First and second, 2-0, 5-0 lead for Sabatha. Now the 3-1 is bounced to the left side. It'll be fielded by the third baseman, Heckman. He'll step on third. And that will end the inning. A big performance by Nate Wilburn to get out of that inning. Bases loaded, nobody out, and he gives up just one. At the end of two, it's 5-0 Sabatha with Pleasant Ridge coming to bat in the top of the third when we come back on FM 103.9 at KNZA.
We've all heard the phrase, that'll buff out. But in the collision repair industry, this is usually not the case. At Moral Collision Repair, we are prepared for the cases that take more than a buff job to restore your vehicle to pre-accident condition. Our high-tech paint booth and quality refinish allows us to return your vehicle to you with a better than factory paint job. Moral Collision Repair maintains excellence in every detail, from quality of our equipment to doing our part in protecting the environment by being the only shop in this area to spray water-based paint.
Even though we don't know what life has in store for our homes or autos, we can still prepare. Introducing the Damage Doesn't Have to Be Too Damaging policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. For details, contact me, Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302, or stop by and see us on the Holton Square today.
Kansaland Radio.
Top of the third inning, Sabatha leads Pleasant Ridge 5-0. Pleasant Ridge coming to bat for the third time. Connor Gibson will lead things off. 9-1-2 due up for the Rams. Caleb Evans still out there on the mound for Sabatha. His first offering to Gibson is swung through and missed, and it's 0-1. A big opportunity went awry for Sabatha there in the bottom of the second inning. At bases loaded, nobody out. They get just one run after a pop-up or a flyout. They've recorded an RBI for Drew Schmelzley, a strikeout, and then a ground out to end the inning. But a really good job by Nate Wilburn of Pleasant Ridge to limit the damage. But 5-0 is the lead for Sabatha. 1-1 the count on Connor Gibson, and here's the pitch. Swung through and missed, and it's 1-2. Gibson has swung twice at a fastball from Evans, and he's been late both times. I would expect Evans to throw another heater here at 1-2. This time he flips in a breaking ball instead, freezes Gibson, who can just walk back to the dugout, as that is strikeout number 6 for Caleb Evans. His first looking, and there's one away. Well, I'm back to the top of the order for Pleasant Ridge. Here's Nate Wilburn, the pitcher, batting for the second time. He was a strikeout victim in his first at-bat. breaking ball bounces in from Evans. Evans has seen four batters through the first two innings each. And now a ball hit back to the screen by Wilburn. It's 1-1. He had three strikeouts in the first inning. Two more in the second. He starts off the third with a K. Now the 1-1 to Wilburn. Breaking ball swung through and missed, and it's quickly 1-2 on Wilburn. Evans is doing a pretty good job of mixing things up. He has thrown quite a few breaking balls here today. And now the 1-2, the fastball that misses a little bit high, leaving the count at 2-2. So that's playing things a little bit differently in the outfield. As Funk, the center fielder, he's playing about medium depth and actually shading towards right center. And now the 2-2 is lined down the left field line. That'll be a base hit. Wilburn around first. He'll take a big turn, and it'll stop there with a one-out single. So Wilburn has his first hit of the year. That is actually the first hit of the day for Pleasant Ridge. And that'll bring up now the shortstop, Walker Adams. Adams was also a strikeout victim in his first at-bat. He digs in with a runner at first and one away here in the top of the third. Evans is going to throw over, but easily getting back is Wilburn. Again, Evans is a lefty out there on the mound, so shorten the lead up a little bit at first is Wilburn. He doesn't have a very big lead right now. The first squaring to Bunn, getting it down. Evans is going to throw to second, but it's not going to be in time. So Evans got a little greedy, tried to go to two, as Adams bunted it right back to him. The throw just took too long to get there, so now it'll put runners at first and second with one away. That'll bring up the second baseman, Logan Bine. Bine walked his first at bat, and the first pitch from Evans is a fastball at the top of the zone for a strike. The first real trouble that Evans has been in so far today. Long look out at second. Now his 1-0 is bounced in. A really good stop by Josh Herman to keep it in front of him. And that keeps Wilburn put at second. 5-0 Sabetha, top of the third. Now the 1-1 is a fastball high, and it's 2-1 on Bine. Or lead out second by Wilburn. Now the 2-1 is fouled right back to the screen. That'll even the count 2-1 on 2-2 on Bine. Wilburn at second, he singled. Adams at first, he reached. He bunted it back to Evans, who tried to get the out at second. Now the 2-2, a fastball right down Broadway, called strike three. Strikeout number 7 for Caleb Evans. And now there's two away for Pleasant Ridge, and it'll bring up Nate Herkin, the catcher, in a big spot here for the Rams. Wilbur now extending his lead a little bit out there at second. Now he shortens it back up. The first pitch swinging is Herkin. He comes up empty with a ball that's probably above his shoulders that he swung at. He comes up empty, so it's 0-1. Again, Herkin, a right-handed hitter. He was a strikeout victim in his first at-bat. And at first is Bradbury. Now, breaking ball beautifully spun in on the outside corner, froze Herkin, and it's now 0-2. Evans with a big pitch coming up, trying to get out of this inning. In the 0-2. Breaking ball swung through and missed, but it's going to get away from the catcher, Herman. He'll retrieve it, throw down to first, and it is in time. Good job by Bradbury, the first baseman, to catch it and step on first just in time to complete the strikeout. So 8 Ks for Caleb Evans on the day. It's worth through 2.5. It's 5-0 Sabetha. You're on FM 103.9 KNZA.
Zero turn with speed to burn. That's Hustler Mowers at Heinen Repair. And all in-stock Hustlers are on sale now during their big spring sales event. Hustler Turf's entire line of residential zero-turn mowers comes equipped with unique features like their patented park brake system and their exclusive smooth track steering that enables you to glide around obstacles with ease. And now get 0% financing on certain models with approved credit. See Heinen for details. Hustler, using global and American parts built right here in Kansas. And ask about the layaway program at Heinen Repair. Lots more there than just repair. Shop in-store or at HeinenRepair.com.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Kansaland Radio.
Bottom of the third inning, 5-0 lead for Sabetha. Nate Wilburn still out there on the mound for the Rams. Sabetha will have 6-7-8 due up in Whitworth, Whitaker, and Funk. Sabetha played 4 runs in the bottom of the first inning, had a chance to really break the game open in the second, had bases loaded and nobody out, but got just 1 run out of it. Now set to go here in the bottom of inning number 3. First broadcast here of the spring sports season. We'll have another broadcast coming up next Monday. We'll also have some softball games this year as well. Probably a couple more than we typically do, just because why not, after missing all of last year. And getting through the football and basketball seasons, why not have a couple of extra baseball and softball games here in 2021? Make sure you check out MSCSports.net for all of those schedules. We'll also have track results up as the season happens this year as well. So with that, bottom of the third inning, Sabetha will have Tristan Whitworth to lead things off. He is the designated hitter for the Blue Jays today. He had the big fly in the first inning, a 3-run home run that was absolutely laced out to left center field. And the first offering is a fastball that's way inside. I'll go back to the screen for ball one. Now Whitworth swings and misses, and it's 1-1. Whitworth, again, he's coming off a really good summer last year for the Sabetha Legion team. Now breaking ball way high and outside from Wilburn, and then I'll move the count to 2-1. When continuing to blow across the field towards the left field foul pole, that 2-1 is a curveball beautifully flipped in for a strike. That'll even the count at 2-2 on Whitworth. I give Wilburn credit. He could have easily as folded early on in this game, but he's really battled. Now the 2-2 to Whitworth is a fastball high and away. He could have easily folded there in the bottom of the second inning. He gave up the 4 spot in the first and had the bases loaded, nobody out, but he battled back and gave up just 1. Now the payoff pitch to Whitworth is bounced back to the pitcher, Wilburn. He'll spin, fire to first, and it is going to be in time to get the foot down. Yes, Van Dyke, a really good job at first base to not only catch the ball but get his foot down. And so Whitworth is out on the 1-3 put out. And there's one away for Matt Whitaker. Whitaker was hit by a pitch his first at bat. Now a breaking ball spins across the zone and inside for ball one. Stoops continues to play deep out in center for Pleasure Ridge. Here's the 1-0. Fastball a little bit low, 2-0. Sabetha so far, 5 runs on 3 hits, 1 error. Pleasant Ridge, no runs, 1 hit, 1 error. Breaking ball in the outside corner at the belt for strike 2 and 1 the count now on Matt Whitaker. Auburn working quickly. Now he bounces the ball in the dirt. That's going to get by the catcher Herkin and go back to the screen. It's now 3-1 on Matt Whitaker with Darren Funk on deck. And the 3-1. Fastball outside, ball 4. So Whitaker reaches for the second time, and that'll bring up now Darren Funk. Funk struck out looking in the first inning. He digs in from the left side with a runner at first and one away. Wilburn throws over to first, diving back head first safely is Whitaker. Pretty good lead over at first for Whitaker. There he's off and running. Fastball misses high. Throw down to second is not in time. Oh, they are going to say they got him. Whitaker didn't quite think so, but a good job by the shortstop Adams to get the tag down. And so caught stealing is Whitaker, and that'll be out number 2. So now nobody on and 2 away in a 1-0 count on Darren Funk. There's a curveball that goes over the top of the helmet of Funk, who has to dip out of the way. Now 2-0. Here's a ground ball hit to the right side. Bounces up for the second baseman buying. His throw to first is in time, and that'll end the inning. So the first 3-up, 3-down inning for Nate Wilburn, and we've completed 3 innings here at Somerset Park. It's 5-0 Sabetha here on FM 103.9 at KNZA.
Have you heard? Family Practice Associates is now named Holton Family Medicine, Hoyt Family Medicine, and Wetmore Family Medicine. While it's a new name, we are still dedicated to providing quality care to our friends and neighbors. We are still personally invested in your communities, serving you through compassion and knowledgeable health care. We are still here to show you the difference between treatment and care. Count on Holton, Hoyt, Wetmore, Family Medicine to provide personalized care with hometown heart. Quality care, close to home.
You want to bank on your time, at your convenience? At GN Bank, our technology gives you banking access anytime, anywhere, and features online, mobile, and voice banking. Need to deposit a check? Use our easy and secure mobile deposit. We also tailor banking solutions for business customers. Terms and conditions apply. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com.
KNZA.
Start of the fourth inning. 5-0 is the lead for Sabetha. Pleasant Ridge will have 5-6-7 of Schwinn, Van Dyke, and Heckman, the 3 scheduled hitters. And if anybody can get on, it'll be Devin Stutes. Sabetha, 4 runs in the first inning, 1 in the second, and went in order in the third. Pleasant Ridge has had just 1 hit so far in this game, and that came back in the third inning on a single by Nate Wilburn. So here's Wyatt Schwinn to lead things off. He reached on an error back in the second inning. First pitch from Caleb Evans, who's still out there on the mound, is a fastball that's outside for ball 1. Fastball now paints the outside corner for a strike. 1-1 the count on Schwinn. One thing about these two pitchers today, they are both working very quickly, which, of course, everybody enjoys. Now fastball bounces back to the screen. It's 2-1 on Schwinn. Evans comes set, now the 2-1. Hit to the shortstop, Schmelzley takes it on the big hop, strong throw with a first in plenty of time, and there is one away. We'll say for this being the first game in about 2 years for both of these teams as far as the high school season go. It's been a pretty well-played game. Only one error each here so far through three full innings. So now Gavin Van Dyke will dig in with one away. First pitch from Evans is a fastball right down the middle. Four, strike one. Van Dyke popped up to the second baseman, Whitaker, his first at bat. Now a breaking ball just misses low and away, and it's 1-1 on Van Dyke. Now a swing and a miss by Van Dyke, and Evans is up on the count, 1-2. Eight strikeouts so far on the day for Caleb Evans. Struck out the side in the first and the third. And now the 1-2 is swung on and missed. Down goes, actually dropping the ball is Herman. Van Dyke just did get a piece of it. It's hard to see because the catcher and both the umpire were kind of blocking my view, but Herman was not able to hang on. So getting a piece of it was Van Dyke. And now again, the 1-2, this time it'll bounce away from Herman. And leaving the count at 2-2. Van Dyke again, a tall right-handed hitter. First baseman for Pleasant Ridge. And now the 2-2 from Evans is a slow bouncer that's hit right back to Evans, the pitcher. He'll spin, throw to first in time, and there's two away. Well, good job by Evans to field his position, and now two outs, and it'll bring up Jake Heckman. Heckman is the third baseman for Pleasant Ridge. He was a strikeout victim in his first at-bat. He saw just three pitches. And the first offering here from Evans is a breaking ball that Heckman badly swings through and misses, and it's 0-1. Pleasant Ridge hitters have not been able to pick up that breaking ball at all today from Evans. Now he brings in a fastball in the inside corner for a strike, and it's quickly 0-2. You can tell that Heckman's kind of guessing a little bit. He was completely off balance on that fastball that just thrown by him, and now the 0-2 is a fastball high and away. Two outs, top of the fourth inning, 5-0 lead for Sabetha. Nobody on, and now the 1-2 from Evans. Fastball, it's hit high in the air and deep into right center field. Playable for the center fielder, Funk. He'll back up and make the play out in right center field, and that will end the inning. So, three up, three down for Pleasant Ridge in the top of the fourth. Sabetha coming to bat when we come back, leading 5-0 on FM 103.9 KNZA.
I don't understand why these people at Wilson Tire don't charge more. Frankly, it's insulting. I'm a person who believes wholeheartedly that if you want a good set of tires and excellent service, you should pay through the nose. The idea that these Wilson boys installed a fantastic set of tires for less than I pay for an average set of tires someplace else is mind-boggling. I tried to pay a higher price, but they said no, and then proceeded to tell me that I get free tire rotation for life. What is the reason for buying something if you can't brag about how expensive it was? If you want to pay more, don't go to Wilson Tire.
Great tires, low prices, and good, honest, amazing service. 785-362-TIRE.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing support and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal and installation. Proud supporters of local student athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
KNZA.
Bottom of the fourth inning, 5-0 lead for Sabetha. The Blue Jays will have 9-1-2 due up, and again, Nate Wilburn still out there on the mound for Pleasant Ridge. Wilburn seems to have gotten a little bit stronger as this game has gone on. You have those four runs in the first inning, worked out of a jam in the second, and then got Sabetha 1-2-3 in the third inning. It'll be Nick Niehuis who dig in to start this bottom of the fourth, with Sabetha leading 5-0. Now the umpire is going to stop play for just a second as the second baseman Bying had his hat fly off. He was just going to let it go, but the umpire says, no, go retrieve your hat out in short right field. So now here's Niehuis to dig in. First offering from Wilburn is a fastball that, did it get the back of Niehuis? No, he just barely got out of the way. And, of course, his teammate's going to give him a little trouble for not staying in there and wearing that pitch. But unless it's 1-0 on Niehuis. He singled and scored a run in the second inning. Now fastball misses high and away, and it's 2-0. So Wilburn has missed his first two offerings here in the fourth inning badly. And working quickly, here is his 2-0. Breaking ball that misses low and away, and it's 3-0. Now fastball bounced into Niehuis, so he will reach with a leadoff walk here in the bottom of the fourth. And that will flip the order back over again for the third time. Here's Josh Herman. Herman has walked twice tonight. No bat here with a runner at first and nobody out. Niehuis a decent lead at first. Wilburn, a long look, and now a big swing and a miss by Herman, who was way out in front of a breaking ball. He comes up empty, and it's 0-1. Wind now really picking up here at Somerset Park, howling out towards left field. Here's another breaking ball that misses high and away, and it's 1-1. Any ball in the air now is really going to give fielders trouble. The wind just continues to howl. Another good lead out at first base. Ball gets away from the catcher, Herkin, but not quite far enough. Did a really good job of keeping it to within distance where you can hop up and retrieve it. So staying put at first is Niehuis, and now it's 2-1 on Herman. Breaking ball now low and away. 3-1 the count on Herman with Caleb Evans on deck. I would imagine if Wilburn cannot get Herman out here, it might be coming close to the end of his day, especially with it being game number one of the year. Here's a 3-1. Fastball inside that goes behind the back of Herman. Rounding second is Niehuis. He's going to take a big turn, but he'll stop there. But back-to-back walks to begin this bottom of the fourth inning, and here's head coach Justin Sloop of Pleasant Ridge, and that's going to be it for Nate Wilburn. So, Wilburn goes 3-plus innings, gives up 5 runs. With that, we'll have a pitching change. We'll take that break. Come back. Spetha with runners at first and second. Nobody out here in the bottom of the fourth inning here on FM 103.9 KNZA.
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call the right agents, Beth Dieters and Fran Wrights at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP today. Midwest Crop Insurance is an equal opportunity provider.
Remember when you swore you'd never get married, never have 4 bedrooms and a minivan, and never have...
twins? We're having twins?
And then never happens, and becomes the things you never want to be without. For all the nevers you now want to last forever, State Farm is there to help protect them, with everything from life insurance to college savings and more. And that's the difference between just having insurance and having a State Farm agent.
Contact Gus Suarez on Highway 75 in Holton or call Gus at 364-3890.
Navigating all the changes of today's world can be tough. Let us help you with your long-term care needs. At The Pines, our goal is to safely care for your loved ones while providing the best care possible. We currently have a safe and flexible visitation policy. You can rest easy knowing your loved one is getting the care they need while also having the ability to visit in person. We have 2 locations here in Holton. You can check out our Facebook page or call us for a tour today. At The Pines, it's our family caring for yours.
Are you looking for a quality new or pre-owned vehicle with hometown service like none of the rest? Look no further than Foster Ford in Holton. We take pride in serving Northeast Kansas for over 50 years. If we don't have exactly what you're looking for, feel free to let us know so we can get it for you. Stop in and see for yourself why people choose us and return time and time again. We are located on Highway 75 in Holton. Just stop in and visit with Ray, Scott, Lonnie, or me, Jordan Foster at Foster Ford in Holton today. You can also view all of our inventory online at fosterfordinc.com.
KNZA.
Welcome back to Somerset Park here in Sabetha. 5-0 is the lead for the Blue Jays. We have a pitching change. Gavin Van Dyke now on the mound for Pleasant Ridge. There's a direct switch as Nate Wilburn will now go and play first base for Pleasant Ridge. Van Dyke on the mound for the first time this year, obviously, but he has seen a little bit of varsity action on the mound. Back in 2019, in that year, he threw a 4 1/3 innings. He gave up 11 runs. He's 14 runs, 11 of them earned. He walked 11, so he struggled with command and had a 17.7 ERA. But obviously, again, that was back in 2019, so a full 2 years since then. So we'll come in with runners at first and second. Nobody out. Nick Niehaus, the runner at second. And Jonathan Renier, the runner at first, but now they're going to get a runner tagged down at third as Nick Niehaus took off running towards third base. And a ball that got just a little bit away from Herkin, but he was able to throw it down to third, and a really good play by Jake Heckman to get the tag down. So that'll put one out. And that's something that you got to question a little bit for Sabetha. You had two back-to-back walks. You got a new pitcher. As Herman did move up to second, kind of run yourself into an out there and potentially get yourself away from having a big inning. But nonetheless, still a runner at second with one away and a 3-0 count on Caleb Evans. Evans has reached on a fielder's choice, and he has walked today. And here's the 3-0 from Van Dyke. Way high and outside, and that's a walk. So instead of having the bases loaded, it's just first and second and one away for Drew Schmelzley. This is the second time he has come up in consecutive at-bats with a runner in scoring position. He came up with the bases loaded and nobody out in the second. He got a sack fly. Again, Renier will come out and run for Herman at second. Those will come in and run for Evans at first. So one out. First offering from Van Dyke is hit high in the air on the infield, playable for the third baseman Heckman, who retrieved into shallow left field, but nobody, the ball is going to drop as that wind just continued to push the ball towards left field. The left fielder Wyatt Schwinn was playing very deep. That was probably a ball the shortstop Walker Adams had the best angle at, but he got a really late jump, so that will officially drop down and be a hit for Schmelzley. Rainier will move up to third, Bowes to second, and Schmelzley will be at first. And that'll load the bases for Bryson Hartley. Hartley is 1-for-2. He has an RBI single back in the first inning. He also scored a run. He struck out his last at bat in the second. So the bases loaded, a 5-0 lead for Sabetha. One out here in the bottom of the fourth inning. And now Hartley hits a bouncing ball to the shortstop. Adams a chance for two. Throw to second for one on the first. Not in time. So a run will score. As Schmelzley is out at second. But Rainier comes down to score the sixth run of the game for Sabetha. So the Jays lead 6-0. Now two outs with runners at first and third. It'll be Cooper Bradbury. First offering is a fastball in on the outside at the knees for a strike. Someone won off Bradbury. Hardly again the runner at first. Not great speed. And here's the 0-1 from Van Dyke. It's a fastball low and away. So that was 6 runs, 4 hits, 1 error. Pleasant Ridge, no runs, 1 hit, 1 error. 2 outs, first and third, and the 1-1. Fastball in the outside corner, and Bradbury smacks his bat in frustration. Really good spot, though, from Van Dyke, and now he is 1 pitch away from, again, getting away from a big inning. And Dyke comes set. Now the 1-2. Fastball looped towards the left side. It's going to be caught by the shortstop, Adams. And again, Pleasant Ridge limits the damage to just 1. But after 4, it is Sabetha 6. Pleasant Ridge nothing. The 5th inning when we come back on FM 103.9 KNZA.
In sports, success is measured in points, wins, and trophies. At Shelter Insurance, we measure success in the quality of our products and services, in our community support, in being there when you need us, and the occasional trophy, like the one from J.D. Power for highest customer satisfaction among auto insurers in the Central Region. For J.D. Power 2019 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
For award-winning service, visit Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Faint in Holton, your local shelter agents.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop of Holton is the name you have come to know and trust since 1983. With 5 auto body specialists, we strive for fast and flawless repairs. This is Derek Kirk. Our family-owned and operated business provides the personal attention and service that sets us apart. We'll even help with all the insurance work. We offer paintless dent removal and windshield chip repair, as well as complete collision repair and precision painting for all vehicles. Located in Holden, Kansas, Ron Kirk's Body Shop, taking the dents out of accidents.
KNZA.
Start of the 5th inning, 6-0 lead for Sabetha. Caleb Evans still on the mound for the Blue Jays. So far, he's only given up 1 hit through 4 innings. Pleasant Ridge will have 8-9-1. Devin Stutes will lead things off. He was a strikeout victim his first at bat. He digs in from the right side to get us underway here on the 5th. First pitch from Evans, a fastball high and away. Eight strikeouts so far on the day for Caleb Evans. He got Pleasant Ridge 1-2-3 in the 4th inning. Now a big swing and a miss by Stutes, and it's 1-1. Pleasant Ridge really hasn't threatened much in this game. Their best opportunity came in the 3rd inning. They've only had 1 runner reach 2nd base. Now swinging a foul off by Stutes. He's down 1-2. Now Evans brings the 1-2. Breaking ball just misses a little bit high and away. That'll even the count 2-2 on Stutes. Pleasant Ridge only hit came back in the 3rd inning on a single by Nate Wilburn. They've only had 3 base runners so far here in this game. Now the payoff pitch. Fastball, called strike 3 on the outside corner. Down goes Stutes. That's strikeout number 9 for Caleb Evans, who just continues to roll here in the opening game of the year for Sabetha. So 1 away, and that'll bring up now the 9-hitter, Connor Gibson. Gibson, he was a strikeout victim his first at-bat in the 3rd inning. The first offering here from Evans is a fastball that hits the outside edge for a strike. And it's 0-1. We'll say it has been a fairly big zone here in this game so far, but it has been very, very consistent for both sides. So, especially at the high school level, you're going to see a little bit bigger zone. Here's the 0-1. Swing and a miss. by Gibson. He's quickly down 0-2. Evans again working from the stretch. Here's his 0-2. Swung through and missed. Down goes Gibson. Back-to-back K's for Caleb Evans. That is number 10 on the afternoon. And quickly two away for Pleasant Ridge. Now back to the top of the order. Here's Nate Wilburn. He's got the only hit for Pleasant Ridge here tonight. That came on a single back in the third inning. He's 1-for-2 in the game. He was sent down swinging in the first. He looks at a first pitch fastball for a strike here in the fifth. 6-0 Sabetha, top of the fifth inning, two outs. In the 0-1 to Wilburn, a check swing did he go. Nonetheless, it's going to be a called strike anyways. And it's quickly 0-2 on Wilburn. Evans is really working in a good rhythm now. He's working strictly from the stretch. And here's his 0-2. Breaking ball bounces in. So 1-2 the count on Wilburn, the leadoff hitter for Pleasant Ridge. On the mound, Wilburn officially went 4-plus innings, allowed 5 runs. Now fastball misses a little bit high to Wilburn, and it's 2-2. One of the runs was unearned for Sabetha. Now fastball bounces in off the plate, and from 0-2 to 3-2, Wilburn putting together a pretty good plate appearance. From 0-2 to 3-2, and here's the payoff pitch coming from Caleb Evans. All pop back, that'll get out of play, and the count will remain at 3-2. So this will be pitch number 7 of the at-bat coming. Evans again comes set, and again the payoff. Breaking ball, misses outside, ball 4. Really good plate appearance put together by Nate Wilburn. He was down 0-2, battled back to 3-2, and eventually earns the walk. So he will be at first with 2 away, and that'll bring up Walker Adams. Adams reached his last time up. He struck out in the first and then reached on a fielder's choice in the third. Short lead at first for Wilburn. He's actually going to take off and run. Throw down to second is going to be in plenty of time. And Schmelzley tags out Wilburn for out number 3. So, down goes Pleasant Ridge in order, and we'll head to the bottom of the fifth inning. 6-0 lead for Sabetha on FM 103.9 KNZA.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
In sports, offense scores points, but defense wins championships. It's really the same thing with finances. Earning money allows you to score, but saving money helps you stay in the game. For a reliable teammate, see us in Holton, Boyd, Meriden, and Topeka.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Colorectal cancer is one of the leading causes of cancer in the United States. However, if caught early, colon cancer is highly treatable. I'm Dr. Marcus Weiser with Community Healthcare System, and March is Colon Cancer Awareness Month. Colon cancer is often silent, which is why regular colonoscopies are so important. Don't wait. Call Community Healthcare System today to schedule your colonoscopy in Onega, Holton, or St. Mary's. Screening could save your life. Community Healthcare System in Onega, enriching the health and lives of the people we serve.
Kansaland Radio.
Yevon Van Dyke still on the mound for Pleasant Ridge as we're in the bottom of the fifth inning. Sabetha leads 6-0. The Jays will have Tristan Whitworth to lead things off, followed by Matt Whitaker and then Darren Funk, if anybody can get on Nick Niehaus. Sabetha with 6 runs on 4 hits. 4 of those runs came in the first inning, on a 3 of them on a 3-run home run by Tristan Whitworth. Sabetha has had a pretty much opportunities in every inning to blow this game wide open, but they have not been able to take advantage. Played just one run after having the bases loaded and nobody out in the second. Same situation in the fourth inning. They had runners at first and second, nobody out, but had a runner caught stealing. Eventually did play one run. But what could have been a big inning turned into just one in the second and fourth innings for Sabetha. There's a meeting at home plate between our home plate umpire and one of the Sabetha coaches. So far, I don't see any changes to the Sabetha lineup right now, at least where it looks like, with Whitwer set to lead off and then Whitaker on deck. Again, Gavin Van Dyke out there on the mound for Pleasant Ridge. He came on in relief in the fourth inning and limited Sabetha to just one run. He came in a jam with runners at first and second and nobody out, but again gave up just one. So now the first offering to Whitwer is a fastball high and inside for ball one. So Whitwer had the three-run home run in the first inning and grounded back to the pitcher in the third. Here's the 1-0 from Van Dyke. Fastball low and away, 2-0 the count on Whitwer. Now Whitwer with a really good swing on a fastball, but he found it straight back to the screen, and it's now 2-1. Pleasant Ridge giving up quite a bit of room in the outfield, down the left field line, and then right center as well. And now the 2-1 to Whitwer. Fastball outside, 3-1 with Matt Whitaker on deck. Obviously want to be fairly careful with Whitwer after that three-run home run in the first. And here is a 3-1. Whitwer swings. This time he pops it up to the right side. Is it going to stay in play? It actually was going to, but the first baseman, Nate Wilbur, just gave up on it. Really didn't run full speed towards the dugout, but with that wind, you've got to run towards everything. And Wilbur hearing it from his coaching staff, and you can see Wilbur kind of pointing towards the sky, saying, I didn't expect the ball to come back to me. And actually, I have a new player out there for Pleasant Ridge playing first base. Now that I look at it, actually it's Colton Potter, a junior, out there as Whitwer now pops the ball into shallow right field, giving chase, and it's going to drop down for a hit for Whitwer. As Buying, the second baseman, thought it was going to be the right fielder Gibson's ball all the way and didn't really run after it. Gibson out and right just couldn't get there. So it'll be a single to lead off the fifth inning for Tristan Whitwer. So again, Colton Potter is the first baseman now for Pleasant Ridge. Whitwer a pretty good lead. First pitch to Whitaker is a fastball low for ball one. Whitaker has reached base twice. He was hit by a pitch in the first, walked in the third. Whitwer with a big lead over at first, not running, and the 1-0 was a fastball right down the middle for a strike. Nobody out, bottom of the fifth, 6-0 Sabetha. 1-1 is a fastball behind the back of Whitaker, all the way to the screen that will allow Whitwer to take second. After the wild pitch, Whitwer is in scoring position with nobody out. Two and one the count on Matt Whitaker. Van Dyke comes set. Here's the pitch. It's a fastball, low and away, 3-1. Pretty good lead by Whitwer out at second. Now shortened up a step, and here's the 3-1. Check swing. Did Whitaker go around? He did. So now to move the count full, now 3-2. Well, we're now a huge lead out at second. Nobody covering him. He's getting an absolute huge lead out at second. Nobody even coming close to him. And now a fastball misses low and away on Whitaker, and that'll be a walk. So that'll put runners at first and second, but nobody out, and they'll bring up Darren Funk. This might be an opportunity for Funk to square around and put a bunt down and try to move the runners over. Funk has struck out and grounded out, and he will square the bunt, but he'll pull it back. He'll take a ball outside. Funk grounded out to the second baseman, buying his last at bat back in the third. Left-handed hitter not squaring the bunt, and he takes the ball low. Whitwer, the big secondary lead, and was about halfway to third base, but he stops and comes back. Nobody even looking at him out at second. But same type of situation that Sabetha faced in the fourth inning when they had a runner caught stealing at third base in a situation like this, and now a fastball high and away, and it's 3-0. Van Dyke is practically giving Whitworth third base if he wants it, because he's not even giving him a look. Now the second baseman, Buying, is going to come over and shade second, but Van Dyke's not even looking. Funk squares to bunt, pulls back, takes a strike on the outside corner, and it's now 3-1. Whitworth does have good speed, but with a 3-1 count, probably not going to ask him to try to steal third, even though they're basically giving it to him. The left-handed hitter up there. And now the 3-1. Fastball, high and away, ball four. So that'll load the bases, and that'll bring up the nine-hitter, Nick Niehaus. And again, head coach Justin Sloop of Pleasant Ridge is going to come out to the mound and have a chat with his tall righty. He's not signaled of any type of pitching change yet. He's going to come out and have a quick chat with Van Dyke. Niehaus has reached base twice for Sabetha. He singled, scored a run in the second, and walked in the fourth. Whitworth is the runner at third. He singled. Whitaker at second. He walked. Funk at first. He just walked. Sabetha already leading 6-0 here in the bottom of the fifth. And a pretty good control right now, but a chance to really just blow this game wide open. Again, had it twice opportunities so far in this game to blow it open. They have not taken advantage of it. But now for the third time, the base is loaded and nobody out. So Van Dyke will stay out there on the mound. Nick Niehaus will dig in. The base is juiced and nobody out here at the bottom of the fifth. And Sabetha already leading 6-0. Van Dyke into the windup. His first offering to Niehaus is a fastball, a little bit high for ball one. Any ball into the outfield is probably going to be a run for Sabetha with just the way the wind blowing. It's going to be hard to get a ball to home plate. Now the 1-0 is a breaking ball that catches the top portion of the zone. That'll even the count at 1-1. Whitworth at third, Whitaker at second, Funk at first. And the 1-1. Fastball bounced in, a really good block by Herkin, the freshman catcher for Pleasant Ridge. He's been really good behind the plate today for Pleasant Ridge. He's a guy that's going to be very, very good here in a couple of years. Already good right now as a freshman. And now the 2-1. Niehaus looks at a fastball at the knees on the outside. Count even now, 2-2. The big pitch coming up for Gavin Van Dyke. And Van Dyke into the windup. Here's his 2-2. Fastball high and inside. Good job again by Herkin to jump out of his stance and keep that ball from going to the backstop. But the count now full, 3-2, with Josh Sherman, the leadoff hitter, on deck. bases loaded and the payoff pitch. Fastball low, ball four. Coming down to score is Whitwer. It will be an RBI for Nick Niehaus. Whitwer comes down from third. And that'll be run number seven for Sabetha. And here's Coach Sloop to make a pitching change again for the Rams. A pitching change for Pleasant Ridge. Sabetha leads 7-0 with the bases loaded and nobody out. With that, we'll take a break. We'll come back here in the bottom of the fifth inning on FM 103.9 at KNZA.
At Kellerman Real Estate and Kellerman Insurance in Houlton, we believe in trust and building relationships that have continued for more than 50 years. We believe in continuing education, representing multiple companies, and a dedication to serving on state and national committees.
Our team at Kellerman's believes in supporting and being involved in our local schools, churches, emergency volunteers, and other community organizations. And we believe in providing the best hometown service and value.
Kellerman Real Estate and Kellerman Insurance in Houlton.
We believe in helping you and the next generation.
When it comes to your vehicle repairs and maintenance, we know you have a lot of options. At Ireland Custom Exhaust, we want you to feel comfortable and confident with your decision to trust our family-owned and operated business. Ireland Custom Exhaust, just south of Houlton, has a commitment to providing our customers honest and quality service with reasonable prices. Ireland Custom Exhaust has the technology and expertise inside a spacious and modern facility to provide you with the best car care imaginable. Don't fret your next vehicle repair. Call Ireland Custom Exhaust, just south of Houlton, on Highway 75.
It's time to reevaluate your rock driveway with some fresh gravel from John's Repair. Call him at 969-6400 to reach John McManigle, your local handyman, who helps you get your driveway back to the shape it was. 785-969-6400.
Need some team spirit? How about Lasting Impressions? Your apparel headquarters is Lasting Impressions in Northeast Kansas, specializing in screen printing, embroidery, vinyl graphics, and more. Located off Highway 75 in Houlton, Lasting Impressions, where fan enthusiasm begins.
We really strive to work with farmers.
Bryce Barnett, Ag Loan Officer with Farmers State Bank in Houlton. Bryce knows every ag producer has unique needs. He takes pride in learning how customers operate and formulating a plan that best fits their needs.
I would say, especially with the team back there helping me, we can think of innovative and flexible ways for our producers.
Innovation and flexibility. That's what I like about Farmers.
That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Houlton, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Kansaland Radio.
Pitching change for Pleasant Ridge. Drake Duncan, a sophomore, now in on the mound. He came off the bench, so Van Dyke's day is done. Sabetha with already one run across here in the fifth. The base is still loaded and nobody out. And we're going to have a pinch hitter in for Sabetha. This will be Marcus Bauman, a freshman, getting an at-bat. He will replace Josh Herman. So Bauman, the freshman, on the first offering from Duncan, is a fastball low and inside for ball one. So Herman ends his day with three walks and a run scored. And 1-0 the count on Marcus Bauman. Bases loaded, nobody out, one runner across, 7-0 lead for Sabetha. The fastball poured in from Duncan down the middle for a strike, and it's 1-1. Tristan Whitworth started off this inning with a single. He eventually came around to score on the walk from Nick Niehaus. Back to three straight walks to Whitaker, Funk, and Niehaus. Now 1-1 the count on Bauman. Here's the pitch from Duncan. Line shot to the right side. That'll get out of play. That'll move the count to 1-2. Really an opportunity here for Sabetha. To possibly even end this game here in this fifth inning. Nobody out. A 7-run advantage. Here's the 1-2. Breaking ball way high and outside. 2-2 the count now, Bauman. Whitaker. Whitaker, the runner at third, Funk at second, Niehaus at first. And the 2-2 from Duncan. Fastball grounded to the left side. That'll be fielded by the shortstop, Adams. He'll throw to second. It is not in time as the second baseman buying dropped the baseball. Finding in safely is Niehaus. So another run comes across the board for Sabatha, and it's now 8-0 Blue Jays lead here in the bottom of the fifth inning. So Whitaker comes down to score. Funk moves up to third, Niehaus to second, and Bauman to first. It's going to be a tough play for Adams, whatever he did, because that ball was right in the hole. That was about his only play, was to try to go to second. Now the base is loaded again with nobody out for Caleb Evans. He shoots the ball down the left field line as that is going to be off the glove and drop for a base hit. Rounding third and coming down to score is Niehaus along with Funk. And it is now 10-0, Sabatha leading here in the bottom of the fifth inning on a 2-RBI double from Caleb Evans. And that should be the ball game, and it is. So Sabatha wins it 10-0, the final, the run rule here in the fifth inning. And Sabatha starts the year off 1-0. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back. We'll summarize this ball game here on FM 103.9 KNZA.
Wouldn't it be nice to know your local pharmacist? Well, at Medical Pharmacy in Holton, you know everybody in the building. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to noon. Take advantage of numerous services with delivery and a drive-thru on the north side of the building. Contact them at 364-2114. Medical Pharmacy is here to ensure you get your medication in a timely, safe manner. Medical Pharmacy in Holton, your locally owned, locally operated, and locally loved pharmacy, 1 mile north of Holton, adjacent to the Holton Hospital.
On the line. You've probably heard this phrase many times. For the Kansas Turf team, it means everything. Authenticity, commitment, integrity, and community are all part of being on the line. Kansas Turf, and now its national brand, Mammoth Sports Construction, have been on a mission to do just that, providing the home field advantage to their clients. If your school or community is ready to take that next step of being on the line, visit Kansas Turf's new website, mammothturf.com.
Service is the key word you get when you pull into AG's Service at 121 South 8th in Sabatha. Their goal is complete car care. They do custom exhaust, wheel alignments, brakes, shocks, struts, and tie rod ends. See them for tune-ups, oil and lube, batteries, tires, and computerized wheel balancing. And keep your vehicle looking good with their touchless automatic car wash. Stop in. They earn your business at AG Service, 121 South 8th in Sabatha.
Your next generation is the reason you farm. It's also why we work with Nationwide, a company that's been protecting farmers and ranchers for over 100 years. As the number one farm insurer, Nationwide helps cover your operation in a way that fits your needs. Find out how to help protect your farm or ranch for generations to come. Call us today.
Call Roy Fry at Kansas Insurance for your farm planning needs. 785-284-7611.
For your many sides, there's Nationwide. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review and approval. Products and discounts not available to all persons in all states.
Kansas Land Radio.
Welcome back. Final score, 10-0. Sabatha wins it over Pleasant Ridge in five innings. The game winner being a 2-RBI double from Caleb Evans. So Sabatha starts the 2021 season off at 1-0. Looking through the numbers, no runs, one hit, one error for Pleasant Ridge, 10 runs, six hits, one error for Sabatha. Looking at the Pleasant Ridge lineup, the only hit came from Nate Wilburn. That was in the third inning, but other than that, nobody else was able to get a hit. Only had four base runners the entire game, did Pleasant Ridge, as they start the year off 0-1. Sabatha, meanwhile, looking down through their lineup, Josh Sherman reached base three times, scored a run, he walked three times. Marcus Bauman also had an RBI coming in for Herman. Caleb Evans, he was on base all four times he came to the plate, walked twice, had two RBIs in that double. Drew Schmelzley, he had an RBI, also scored a run, had a hit. Bryson Hartley, he was 1-for-3 with a run scored, two RBI. Cooper Bradbury, 0-for-2, but he did score a run and walked in the first inning. Tristan Whitwer was 2-for-3 with two runs scored, three RBI. Matt Moot Whitaker was officially had two walks reached base three times, scored a run, hit by a pitch once, and walked twice. Darren Funk was 0 for 2, but he did score a run and walk in the fifth inning. And Nick Niehaus was 1 for 1, 2 runs scored, an RBI, and 2 walks for Nick Niehaus. So again, Sabatha starts off the year at 1-0. They'll play one more game here in Sabatha coming up tonight. And our next broadcast won't be until next Monday. It's kind of a different schedule. We'll have mainly just Monday and Thursday games on our broadcast schedule here this year. Next Monday will be at Donovan West. ACCHS will be at Donovan West. That'll be played at Highland Community College. That's a game we'll have again. Opening game of that doubleheader at 4:30 here on FM 103.9 KNZA. Make sure you check out MSCSports.net for complete scores of tonight's action, both baseball and softball, over on the softball field. Pleasant Ridge and Sabatha are playing right now. Also, several other games taking place tonight around the area as well. But Sabatha wins it again 10-0 here in our opening game of the 2021 season. So the Blue Jays start the year off at 1-0. That is going to wrap things up here from Sabatha. A quick one with a five-inning victory for the Blue Jays. So far, man Kirk taking care of us back at the studios. I'm Johnny Kane saying so long here from Somerset Park in Sabatha. The Blue Jays win it 10-0 over Pleasant Ridge here on FM.